Hi there.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi,
Yes.
I was calling about the Depo-Provera settlement on a recorded line. Were you still
Oh.
looking to see if you can participate?
Yes, sir, I definitely was.
Sure. Just following up on the intake here. My job is just to confirm a couple things. One thing being that you haven't already started a claim with any other firm yet. You haven't signed anything physically or
Hold
electronically.
on 1 second. I haven't
Sure.
started a, no, I haven't started a claim with no one else. Hold on 1 second.
Okay. Thank you for confirming that. Okay. And then would you be filing on behalf of yourself or for a family member?
No, it'd be on behalf of myself.
Okay. And then I'm looking at the memo on your file here. It shows you've been diagnosed with meningioma. Is that correct?
Yes, sir,
Very,
definitely have.
very sorry to learn that. Was it of the brain or of the spine?
No, it was of the brain.
Of the brain, okay. And then it looks like you're in the state of Texas, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
So you're a US resident residing in the state of Texas, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is it chilly there right now? I know in the winter it gets kind of on the cooler side depending where in Texas.
It's a little chilly out here right now.
Okay. And then just to confirm here, you took the brand name Depo-Provera for at least a year, not the generic, and then took at least 4 shots before being diagnosed. Does that sound about right?
I was diagnosed. Yes. I
Okay.
took 7 injections spaced out every 3 months.
Okay. So roughly, what was the date that you were diagnosed?
I was diagnosed in January. I mean, March of 2006. March of 2006.
March of 2006. Okay.
Yeah, March of 2006.
Oh no, you sound a little bit under the weather.
Yeah, I am. I'm
No,
sorry.
that's okay. I am too, but mine more is like my head and neck and stomach. I was stuffed up a couple days ago, but I'm a little better, kind of getting there at least, you know.
Yes.
And then, do you know anybody else that took the depo that ended up getting sick? Any friends or family, or not really?
Not really.
Okay. And what year would you say you started taking the depo?
I started taking the depot in April of 2005.
Okay. April of 2005. And then you stopped when you were diagnosed in March of 2006?
No, I stopped using it in January of 2006.
Oh, January. Okay. Let me put that here. And then will you confirm your gender for the recording?
I'm female.
And then I have your name Lakesha, last name Jefferson. Is that right?
You okay? Yes, sir.
And then your cell phone, this one here, 281-224-3791.
Yes.
And then your email is your first name, then Brown 4555 at gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
And then what would be your current mailing address?
8027 Sharondale Drive, Houston, Texas, 77033.
Spell out Sharondale, please.
Sharondale Drive.
Okay. And you said Houston, Texas?
Yes, 77033.
Perfect. Harris County. And then when you were given the shot, was it administered by a doctor, the medical staff, or yourself?
It was by a doctor.
Okay. And then you said you took it about seven times, so let me put in seven. And what was the name of the doctor that was administering the shot?
My doctor today was Simon Javina.
How do you spell out the last name?
Javedan.
Okay, I see him here. So it looks to be Saman and then Javedan is what it shows here.
Yes.
And what was the name of the facility that you were going to there?
Memorial Hermann, Texas Medical Center.
Let me look that up here. The one on Fannin Street.
Yes, 6411 Fanning.
Okay. Perfect. Let me put that in there. Bear with me while I type this up. And then, so there was no pharmacy. He prescribed it, and then you got it done at the facility, correct? He was just
Yes,
pres-
sir.
Okay, perfect. Let me put that in this other section.
Okay.
Let me put a note that there was no pharmacy. Here. And then let me go to this next section here. What was the method of diagnosis? Was it a CT scan, MRI, or both?
It was an MRI and a CT scan. It
And
was an
did
MRI of the brain and a CT scan.
Okay, thank you for confirming that. Now I know that Dr. Davidin was the one that gave you the shots. Who was the doctor that diagnosed you?
What was the question, sir?
Who was the doctor that diagnosed you?
It was my doctor, Dr. Salmon.
Okay, same one. Okay.
Yeah.
So he gave you the shots, he diagnosed you, and did he also treat you, or was there a different treating doctor?
He also treated me.
Okay,
He diagnosed and treated me.
perfect. Let me put this here.
Oh, I put 59. I can't use it. Not no matches now.
And then, just to confirm, you didn't have any prior cancer diagnosis before being diagnosed with meningioma, right?
No.
Okay. Let me click that there. Then it looks like I'm just looking at his profile. Dr. Saman is a neural. I'm sorry, a neurosurgeon. Does that sound correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Let me put that there. And then, what kind of treatments were you given? Were you given like a chemo or immunotherapy or a surgery, or do you recall the kind of treatment?
Yeah, I had the craniotomy surgery, the radiation therapy.
Okay, perfect. Let me put that down. Thank you. And let me put this here. And we're just about done. Just a couple more sections. And then, were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yes.
Roughly, what were the dates that you were hospitalized?
Hold on one second, 'cause I'm trying to drive. I'm gonna pull over if I can talk to you.
Sure. No,
You
thank
know
you.
what I'm
We're literally almost done, so if you just pull over, I will be super quick, I promise.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm gonna have to do, 'cause I'm gonna pull over one second, then I can
Yeah,
ask
take
all
your
the
time.
questions.
Take your time, no rush here.
Okay, now I can talk to you.
Sure, thank you. And I was just asking roughly the dates that you were hospitalized.
Okay, so the date, excuse me. I'm trying to switch seats. I'm sorry, sweetie.
No, take your time. No rush here.
Oh,
Okay,
Okay, so we're talking about the things that I was hospitalized. Let me go to my computer. Okay.
Sure, okay.
Now I'm back.
Welcome back.
Okay, so the day that I was hospitalized, trying to remember, because I had to go back to my paperwork, but
Sure.
it's been so long.
Oh, right, I know. That's what 2006 would be 18 years.
Yes, it's been that long. So give me 1 second. I was in the hospital for like a week.
Okay. So,
And that was it. That was, and I started in March.
okay. So just as a placeholder date, if you're okay, we'll say March 7th of 2006 to March 14th, if that's okay.
That.
Okay. And just as a placeholder date, because either yourself or the hospital or the medical facility will have medical records that can be sent electronically, would they? Right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Thank you. And then last two sections here. This next one just asks for an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. And typically, they'll only be contacted if we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period. Do you want to put an emergency contact or not really?
Oh, sure. You could, my emergency contact is Johnny, Johnny Brown.
Okay. And phone number?
915-268-8018.
And relationship?
Oh, that's my fiance.
Perfect. Let me put that there. And they also live in Texas, right?
Yeah, he lives in Texas as well.
Alrighty. And then the last section is just going to be for the HIPAA medical compliance section. What is your date of birth?
April 2nd, 1978.
4/2 of 78. And then the social?
458-877-9969.
I'll read that back. That's 458-877-9969.
Yes.
Alrighty, I'm going to text you and email you an automated DocuSign. This is the hardest part, and then we're done after this. So depending on how tech savvy you are, we'll probably get it done in, as quickly as 1 minute or maybe 5 or longer. But that was just sent. If you can confirm that you got that via text and email, and if you
Okay.
didn't get it, I'll try to resend it right now.
Okay, I have it.
I also can't see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to try and guide you on where to tap next.
Okay. No. Not even in when I need to open up.
Okay. No rush.
You said about text message and email. Okay, it's
Mm-hmm.
opening up by text message. I was trying to make sure.
Oh yeah, you can open up either way.
Okay, this envelope is in my email. Continue. Did you feel what they really thought? Please sign. It don't seem like I could fit my whole name up in there.
It does let you select a pre-typed version if that's easier for you.
Okay. appreciate Joy, your signature, so. Do I put select? Okay, there you go. Okay. Okay. Fine. Let's see. I'm trying to see if that everything. Did you get it?
Let me make sure here. Let's see. Oh, yep, it does. It just came in. It does show you completed it correctly. So you're all set for now. The firm will call you in about a week or so to introduce themselves directly, and they're going to double check my work, make sure I didn't make any spelling errors or anything like that. So their call will be shorter but more important than ours, just because they want to reconfirm everything before plugging you in their system fully. But aside from that, you're all set for now. I'll let you get back to driving. Hopefully, you get a good night's sleep, a little bit more medicine, and you'll be good to go for 2025.
Thank you. You as well. You enjoy your day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.